Hi, this is Chaz from Toro et Moi, and I'd rather be listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Julia Silva. The city of Montreal adopted a new bylaw that will limit short-term rentals during the summer. It is an attempt to address the shortage of affordable housing. Rentals through sites like Airbnb will only be allowed to operate from June to September. During the off-season, Montreal will only permit short-term leases for registered units within a small zone. The city said that over half of available short-term rental units are illegal. Therefore, these changes will enable the availability of roughly 2,000 units for long-term renters. On Tuesday, March 18th, two NASA astronauts who spent 9 months on the International Space Station finally returned to Earth. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams arrived back in their SpaceX capsule, which made a gentle splashdown off the coast of Florida. In June 2024, Wilmore and Williams were sent on a mission that was only meant to last 8 days. However, the spacecraft they used to travel to the ISS, called the Starliner, suffered technical issues. They had to wait until the SpaceX's crew completed its mission before returning to Earth, causing the dramatic extension of their trip. Wilmore and Williams will be taken to the Johnson Space Center in Texas, where they will be checked by medical experts for any health concerns. Early Tuesday morning, Israel launched an extensive series of airstrikes across Gaza during the early hours of the morning, breaching once again the two-month ceasefire that began on January 19. Palestinian health authorities reported that over 400 people were killed in the strikes, including more than 180 children. At least 600 were also injured. This comes as Israel continues to cut electricity and blockade aid from entering the besieged enclave. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released an announcement declaring the resumption of Israel's bombing campaign in Gaza. Israel justified the attacks by saying it is forcing Hamas to release the captives. It also claimed that Hamas was rearming and planning a new attack. Netanyahu said that Tuesday's airstrikes were only the beginning, and that Israel will continue its attacks until it destroys Hamas and frees all the captives. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm Oshra, and today we're going to be talking about hardstyle. So actually, hardstyle is one of the genres that I really don't know very well, and I actually don't really listen to it that much, but I'm always happy to be exploring new genres and, helping you guys find what you like. So today I've got a very special guest, Abby, and she grew up in Toulouse, and she grew up going to hardstyle raves in France. So we're going to be talking a bit about that today. Abby, say hi.
Hi, everyone. So I hope you'll excuse my French accent. I know it's quite bad, but I hope you'll understand me still. So I wanted to start by some of the most famous songs more like a melodic house style. Those songs are really good if you don't know anything about house style, but you still want to learn a bit about it. So I hope you have fun with it.
All right, so first off, we're going to start you guys off with Imaginary by Brennan Hart, and ending with Pot Mij Bier by Dr. Rude.
A new world deep within our minds. Though reality sometimes may seem imaginary, happiness is here within our reach. And though it can't be seen, the world created in our dreams. Imaginary, I still feel all the same. We'll be right back.
again. Voices. And now we're back in the same old place. 'Cause when is it gonna change? I needed something to change.
Oh,
So that was, we had one song by a Tixology, who I only just discovered today, who's actually from Canada. And those other two songs, the first and the third one, were some really classic hardstyle songs that you'll probably hear often at the shows. So even though hardstyle is not the genre I specialize in, I did have to do some research. And so before I let Abby take over and tell you guys all about the culture, I'm just going to give you a little overview about what hardstyle is and where it comes from. So basically, hardstyle, although nobody can really like pinpoint exactly where and when it came out, the general consensus is that it emerged out of the Netherlands and Belgium in the 1990s. There's also a little bit of influence from Italy as well. It only really became like accepted commercially and like played in bigger festivals or events in the 2010s though. It's really defined by its like overdriven, hard-sounding kick drums, its offbeat bass, which is also called reverse bass, which I only just found out about today. I didn't know you could reverse bass. It combines the percussion and the bass. It does these distorted sounds called screeches that you definitely heard in those songs. And it has so many subgenres. Like, it, first of all, developed out of the scenes and genres of hard trance, hardcore, hardcore techno, hard house, and gabber. Those came before. And then the genres that kind of came out of hardstyle are, there's, of course, early hardstyle, which is the stuff that was first came out in like the 90s and the early 2000s. Then we have new style, euphoric hardstyle, raw style, and honestly, so many more. Like, people have played around with this genre a lot. It only really became defined as its own genre in around 2005. The first hardstyle event was an event at Club Tempo, spelled with a Q, in the Netherlands in the year 2000. A Dutch event company called Q Dance actually trademarked the term hardstyle, and a year later, this was the company that produced DEF CON 1, which is now like the biggest hardstyle festival in the world. So that's a little bit of background around hardstyle, and I'm going to pass it on to Abby now because she knows way more than I do.
So I'm going to try to explain a bit more about how it's famous in France and how it became. So Oshra talked about a festival. We have one, especially in my hometown, aka Toulouse, which is called What the Carnage. It's a mix between hardcore and hardstyle, which are quite similar. Hardcore is often called the evil twin of hardstyle because it's more energetic and the beat is stronger. What made hardstyle famous in France is because of its playfulness. When you go to a rave in France with hardstyle, you're gonna have fun. It's the main thing. You don't take yourself seriously and you enjoy the music.
It's so unserious. Like, I'm sure you've all seen the videos of people dancing to hardstyle and it just looks like so much fun.
And people like its intense energy and fast-paced rhythm. So what I'm gonna tell you to do is just feel the music and let your body enjoy it. Jump around, dance, have fun.
So next up, we're going to play some, these songs are going to be a little bit more intense. We've got some D-Block, Holy Priest, who actually usually does more hard techno, but he's definitely got some hard style going on. Then we've got Lil Texas and Deformer. So enjoy.
Thank you. of seeing the other side. The ember in my chest, oh, it's setting me on fire. And it pulls me deep in the unknown. Oh, it takes me right where I belong. Let it haunt me, taunt me, hit me like a raging ghost. Ooh, I'm no angel, no savior, but I'll bring it to life. We'll be right back.
So that second to last song, the Die Young mix, was by Lil Texas, who was actually here not that long ago, and Abby went to the show at Newspeak here in Montreal, and it sounded like it was a lot of fun. You want to say something about it?
It was crazy. The only issue we had is that we were so many people that it was actually raining sweat inside. Disgusting, but fabulous time.
I bet the dancing's a lot of fun too. So that was a fun little introduction into the kind of more intense vibe of hardstyle that you'll hear. But not every... You know, not everything about hardstyle is like big festivals and intense production. Like with any scene, one of the most important foundations of it is like the more underground scene, the more local stuff, which is really important. And that actually like creates its own subgenres as well. So we're going to hear a little bit about the underground scene in France from Avi. So tell us about it.
So my first introduction to hardstyle was at free parties, because in France, raves are not the same that here in Montreal. We don't have a lot of spaces for us. The EDM scene is very much underground. So what happens is that it's organized by a collective of people that are passionate about the subject. So you know the music is going to be fire. And they bring their own stuff, their own speaker. They make it all together. They go to like a random field. Most of the time, it's a private land and it's without permission. So you have to be kind of discreet, because you don't want the cops to show up, because you could get fined for it, which happens often. So a part of the mystery of that is that you have to actually be in the scene or know someone, because they'll text you, or you can go to like nowadays a Telegram channel where they give you the time, the location, and you have to be there. It's fun because people ride, you're never alone in the car, it's always a lot of people, and you don't really know what you're gonna listen to. When I first come there, I didn't even know it was hardstyle, because it's always a mix with techno and other genre. So you go there, you have fun, but you don't know what to expect. And it created its own genre, as Oshra said, which is kind of Frenchcore. Frenchcore is a mix between techno and hardstyle, but with like a French aspect to it. And as I said, it's playful. You don't take yourself seriously, you have fun, you laugh, and I'm sure the next tracks are gonna be fine. So we're gonna start with my favorites, which is La Mort Avec Toi and other French core. So enjoy!
Je m'y fais un autre d'âme. This is motherfucking French Court.
Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue à bord de ce train en direction des caissons. Pour votre plus grande satisfaction, vous pourrez retrouver pas moins de 20 kg de Function One à bord de vos cabines. Des barrières sont également à votre disposition, n'hésitez pas à les arracher en cas de kick trop distordu. Chers voyageurs, vous pouvez tout défoncer. Le programme musical est le suivant. Ce soir, ce sera jazz contemporain. Non, je rigole, de la grosse tripe, c'est grand mort. En cas de malaise, des hôtesses circulent à bord des wagons. Ces dernières distribuent gratuitement chewing-gum et bouteilles d'eau. Allez, recommencez à tout péter. Allez, ramenez-vous devant le son.
Ici votre commandant de bord, suite à un incident, je vous informe que ça va cogner. Ça va cogner. Ça va cogner. cette mandale. Chers voyageurs, vous voici arrivés à destination.
All we need is sex, drugs and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for. All we need is sex, drugs and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for.
All we need is sex, drugs and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for. All we need is sex, drugs and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for. Tempo, 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 tempo. That's what we stand for.
Sex, drugs and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for. All we need is sex, rocks and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for.
All we need is sex, rocks and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for. All we need is sex, rocks and French core. Dance to the beat, cause that's what we stand for. Tempo, 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 tempo. That's what we stand for.
Sex, rocks and French core.
Okay, so that was a little taste of what Frenchcore is, which is its own little subgenre of hardstyle that came out of the French hardstyle scene. And yeah, that all that talk about the free parties and stuff like that, it really reminds me of like how the rave scene in general, like almost no matter what EDM genre you're talking about, every single one will have some form of underground scene that is so vital to the development of not only the genre itself, but to the community. The above ground scenes can be so much fun as well, but I think that the underground is where it really starts, you know, and how the like the festival scenes can even develop this out of it. But yeah, another thing that is super fun about hardstyle is the way that people dance to it, which we did kind of mention earlier, but there's a very specific crowd culture in hardstyle, or so I hear from Abby, so I'm gonna let her take over now.
So as I said earlier, most of the hardstyle rave I've gone to are outside, and don't think of it as like a club scene. Everyone leaves you a specific place, so you have room to dance. No one is on top of each other, and everyone is friendly. Of course, it's EDM. Everyone is friendly. And
plur, always plur.
And so, as I said, dance is important in the culture, and it's a mix of like shuffle, muzz, and gobber. So what it is essentially is like matching movement to the music, high energy jumps, kicks, and rapid footworks. You just connect to your music, live and feel the moments. You listen to the music and you just go free. You go wild, you have fun.
You let your limbs go crazy.
Exactly. But always strong movement. Jump, never stay in place. And you'll find other people to dance with. It's, you connect to others in the community with your feet and your ears. So it's fun.
Yeah, you're never going to be like shoved up in a crowd or like squished in a hard style like event, because like people need the space to move their feet, right? Like that's just how it is. I sure have tried to like find those videos for like the tutorials on how to do like haken, which is the Dutch hard style dance, which is also like a fast like feet kicking type of dance. Something that I also find really interesting that I've actually heard, I definitely want to look into this more and find more details about it, but I've got some friends who are in music production, and I was talking to one of them about like the origins of all of these scenes and these styles of EDM, and something that I found super interesting was one of them told me that actually the styles of dance that were developed by the crowd who was, you know, interacting with whatever style of EDM was being played, actually ended up, especially in the early days of these scenes, actually ended up influencing the way that the music was being made. And so that's something that I find so beautiful about the rave scene, is the way that like the, yes, like the music influences the crowd and the community, and the DJs are curators, of course, but also I really love the way that the crowd is able to influence the music and the artists as well by bringing their own creativity and their own vibes to it. I just think that's something so cool. So yeah, we've got a couple more songs for you. And just once again, this is On the Right Track on CJLO 1690 AM. Keep listening for more hard style today.
Kick so fast, give me ADHD. Yeah. You know what time it is, right? Let's go. Bite your face like a dog with rabies. Eyes bloodshot, can't stop us, baby. Turn up in hell, taking shots with Hades. Crank up the bass, make your bitch go. There's a reason why haters hate me. Crank up the bass, make your bitch go crazy. There's a reason why haters hate me. Kick so fast, give me ADHD.
Let's go. enough of this criminal punishment bollocks. Am I happy?
I won't let you be happy. Why should I?
Friday at the Grosvenor, you'll be there.
You will, you Mr. Roundtree.
No.
Yes, Roundtree.
No.
Yes, Grosvenor.
No, Don.
Friday.
I won't be there.
You will.
No, Don.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's pretty much all the time we've got for you today. But thank you so much for listening to On the Right Track. And thank you, Abby, for being on the show.